the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Trump administration deportations paused by the Supreme Court.
The Trump administration's battle with the courts is rapidly escalating, with the Supreme Court again weighing in on their deportation plans, ruling on an emergency appeal from the ACLU, putting pause on the deportation of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. That's a centuries-old wartime law that provides little to no due process.
ABC's Selena Wang in Chicago. One of the many demonstrations against the Trump administration nationwide Saturday, thousands taking to the streets to protest the Trump administration policies like immigration, tariffs, and cuts to federal jobs. Russian President Putin has declared a 30-hour truce this Easter weekend, giving a much-needed reprieve in Ukraine and lending hope for an end to the three-year war being possible. But Ukraine now saying Russia is still conducting attacks. This is ABC News. High-stakes talks concluded in Rome Saturday between the United States and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program. Spokesman for the Iranian foreign ministry saying that this round of indirect talks between the two countries were useful and conducted in a constructive atmosphere. President Trump has threatened military action if a deal isn't reached by the end of a two-month deadline he set back in March. The shot heard round the world remembered, Saturday marking the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War. Thousands watched a reenactment of the Battle of Lexington and Concord, which ended in a victory for the Patriots against a much larger British force, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
In Massachusetts, we have always lit the beacon. We've always answered the alarm. Always will. That is the legacy of this hallowed place. This is who we are.
Of course, overnight, Paul Revere riding through the British streets, the Boston streets, to warn the American militias that the British were coming. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security. You're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Maxi Radio, sponsored by the Loxley Live Music Venue. Live Music has a new home on Madison's West Side in Verona Road, the old Dry Bean Building. You can see the full lineup right now at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of a band from the Rocker Jamboree. In fact, we're doing double dips all hour from the Jamboree. We'll kick it off with two in a row from Last Crack. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Whatever's done, employ the mind and hide the gun we see.
On Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of Last Crack and Energy Mine from My Burning Time. Icicle before that from the Uprising album. Double dip of Last Crack to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, Last Crack is the premier band that we're going to see on Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak for the Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit for Rocker to help him with the out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And Mama Cares here in Madison. If you want to get more information about Mama Cares, go to their website, themamas.org. That's themamas.org. We'll tell you more about the lineup as we go through the hour here, but it's going to be fantastic. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. How about that live in the lair we just heard? Power Takeoff. Thank you to everybody for coming in tonight, performing live on the radio for us. What an amazing performance for sure. If you want to hear it again, well, you have your opportunities. You can catch the replay of Max Inc. on Civic Media Sunday night, 6 to midnight. You can catch the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. As promised, I got a bunch of double dips this hour. Two in a row from Magic 7. We'll do some Mind Docs later. Electromag. But these guys are playing the Rocker Jamboree, and I'm super excited to see them live. It's been so long since the mighty Subatomic has been on stage. Let's kick back and smoke one up. Sanctum Cerebellum on Max Inc. Radio.
Just got home. It's been a long, long day. inside, close the door. Need to free my mind, lose control. Kick it back and feel the flow. Turn the lights down, put my headphones on. Jack it
we'll be right back. Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
tell me what you need.
Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of magic seven there. That is Mendota, their classic one, Julio before that, Hey Fool and Sanctum Cerebellum from Subatomic. Those two bands, along with Last Crack, Mind Dox, and Electromag, they're all part of the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit show for rockers' out-of-pocket medical expenses and Mama Cares here in Madison. The show is going to start early, folks, on Sunday, because we want you home in time for Sunday supper. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. We're done at 5. It will be Magic 7, Electromag, Mind Dox, Subatomic, and Last Crack. So many people came together to make this show possible. I want to say thanks to our sponsors, the Aaron Weber Group, MoveToMadison.com, the Ethical Trade Co. at EthicalTradeCO.com, Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Go play yourself a game of Pac-Man or Joust right now. AftershockClassicArcade.com. Ginter's Guitar or Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Thank you to Greg Ginter, GuitarShopofWisconsin.com. Brainstormer Studios, Madison Drum Makers, 92.7 WMDX, and of course, Max Inc. at Civic Media. We'll see you at the Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Some Madison today. So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cable, a friend and savior, out of my back. What can outrun the swift pleasures of sin? When there was so much more that I needed those days. When I prayed for shelter, and then I prayed for rain. I just wanted someone to touch me. At the same time.
Civic Media, we are local music with Mind Docs. That was Jefferson Henry Pendarvis, the whale, before that. I've never seen Mind Docs live. That's one of the things I'm really excited about the Rocker Jamboree. That's happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. A pro tip, you want to get the advance tickets. Do that right now if you haven't already done so. Just go to theburroak.com, and purchase your tickets for the Rocker Jamboree. You're going to save yourself $5. Plus, there's a really good chance this show is going to sell out, and you don't want to be standing outside looking inside. Theburroak.com for the Rocker Jamboree. Hope to see you there. Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by TurtleIsland.com for flower topicals and edibles and gummies, plus more. There's two locations in Madison, East Johnson Street and the new store on State Street next to Peace Park. For more information, go to ShopTurtleIsland.com. That's ShopTurtleIsland.com. Also, the Good Neighbor Fence Company, established in 2014, the Good Neighbor Fencing Company is redefining boundaries through excellence in craftsmanship. Build your new fence today. Find them online at WisconsinFencing.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. Rob Roberts is coming in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Let's conclude our final double dip of the 9 o'clock hour, promoing the Rocker Jamboree with a couple from Electromag. This is War Child. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air, moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwalbe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Protests across the U.S. Saturday, thousands took to the streets to protest the Trump administration's policies, including immigration, tariffs, and cuts to federal jobs. In Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts, on the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War, George Bryan says he felt this was the perfect time to speak out against the administration.
He's defying the courts. He's kidnapping students. He's eviscerating the checks and balances. And this is fascism. It's not just a greedy billionaire. This is about consolidating a police state.
The Supreme Court blocking President Trump, the nation's highest court, issuing a temporary pause, telling the White House to stop deporting Venezuelan migrants under an arcane 18th century law until further notice. The ceasefire that wasn't, despite Vladimir Putin announcing a brief 30-hour ceasefire for Easter, Ukrainian troops on the ground report that Russian forces, for now, are continuing to fire. This is ABC News.